Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host. We're glad to be with you today. Glad to have you in that listening audience. Going to give you a brief update before we get into the message today, an update on what's going on in Kenya. And so we have been blessed with lots of rain. We're in the long rain, what they call the long rainy season here right now, and our maize crops are up and tasseling and starting to make an ear, and so we're blessed to have the rains that we need, and so we thank the Lord for that. We have about now 30 children. We're taking in 5 this week as I speak, and so we've got about 30 children in the children's home. They're all in school except for the new ones. We'll be getting them in school probably next week, and so we have 30 children that we'll have in school. It's a constant burden, I guess you would say. It's a blessing, but it's a burden. And if you can help us keep those children in school and help to pay for their school fees and all the expenses associated with school, we would very much appreciate that. So also the church is active. We have about 90 members, adult members in the church, many village children. And then again, we're going to build a school this year. We're planning to build a school. We have an acre of land purchased right next to the children's home, and another acre that we would like to purchase if we can get the money and get them agree to a purchase price. And so that would be 2 acres then that we have designated set aside to build a school. The school will be for our own children, primary school, and then also we'll open it up to children of the village. And so hopefully we'll have 200 or so children, about 25 in each classroom, 8 classes of grade 1 through 8. And so that is the vision for this year. Also want to preach some crusades this year and getting organized to do that as well. If you have any questions about the Africa Mission, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, attention Jim, and I would be happy to answer any questions. Also, we're open to any visitors that want to come. If you think you'd like to come to Africa and visit the mission, let me know. Maybe you can get a team organized, get some friends together, church group, whatever, and come over and see us, and it would be a blessing to you. We'll find a project for you, build a mud house or have a conference or something that you can get into, get interested in, and so that would be a blessing if you want to come to Africa. Well, today we're going to be talking about the Olivet Discourse. I've preached on this a bit in the last year or so because there's so much chaos and anxiety going on in the world today, and it just seems like the hits keep coming and the chaos keeps coming, and you wonder, is it ever going to stop? Are we ever going to go back to the days of peace and quiet and some degree of stability and some degree of normalcy? Well, beloved, I hate to bring the bad news to you. I hate to bring the chaotic news to you, but this is normal. This is the normal situation for now in 2023. And just as Jesus said, this is just the beginning of birth pangs. Sometimes birth pangs stall, sometimes birth pangs are on hold, but then they eventually get stronger, they eventually come more close together, and they get stronger and stronger, and eventually then the baby is pushed out. And so that's where we're at now, is that we are in the time of birth pangs. We'll look at that scripture here in just a minute, and we'll start to prepare ourselves. But you need to prepare yourself spiritually, first of all, for what is coming, because if you are a believer, there's going to be persecution. You're already starting to see it in the U.S. just in the last 5 to 10 years. Things that you thought were unimaginable here in the U.S. and incomprehensible, they're starting to happen here. We're starting to see persecution of Christians, and this is going to get worse. It's going to get stronger, and also the persecution worldwide is a phenomenon that's been going on for many years in countries where there's predominantly other religions, pagan religions. And so this will also get worse for people in other places around the world. And so you need to prepare yourself spiritually, first of all, that you are sold out to Jesus Christ, that you are on the rock, you got your feet on the rock of Jesus Christ, and that there is not going to be anything that's going to shake you off the rock. And as the shaking gets stronger and the birth pangs get closer together, keep your feet on that rock, keep your eyes on Jesus, and as you do that, you will then be in a place spiritually where you cannot be shaken. And then prepare yourself naturally and physically through your mind, through your soul. Prepare yourself physically. Get food, get water, the things that you need to withstand shaking, to withstand turmoil, chaos. Get all those things stored up to a certain degree. The Lord will give you instruction what you need to do to prepare yourself in the physical realm. And pay off debts, whatever it is you need to do to prepare yourself in the physical realm. And so that is about all you can do. This is going to be life for the future. And Jesus spoke about this in Matthew 24. If you have your Bible there today, turn it to Matthew chapter 24. This is called the Olivet Discourse. And in this chapter, Jesus, all of the way to the end of this chapter, Jesus explains a lot about what the end times would look like. And so we can rely on the words of Jesus, we can believe them, and this is a picture then of the end times. Well, in Matthew 24, verse 1, Jesus came out of the temple and was going away when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him. And he answered and said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here shall be left upon another, which will not be torn down." And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, that's where the name the Olivet Discourse comes from. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming?" And so there's three questions there. Tell us when these things will be, what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age. And so Jesus said that these stones will not stay left upon each other. Well, that part of the prophecy was fulfilled in 70 AD. That part of the prophecy was fulfilled when the Romans came in and they sacked Jerusalem. They tore down the temple, took every stone off of the other, and so left it in a rubble heap, burned many buildings in Jerusalem. And so the other two parts of the prophecy, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Then Jesus starts to address that. Well, let me just interject here that people that don't understand the book of Revelation, they think the book of Revelation has already taken place. They call that all amillennial point of view, amillennial, that there is a line of thinking or a theory that the book of Revelation is just figurative language, it's not going to really happen, and that we're already in the kingdom age, we're already in the millennial age, and that is Revelation chapter 20, and that is already taking place, so you don't need to look for signs at the end times, because the end times are already here. We're living in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Well, to some degree, we are living on earth in the kingdom of heaven right now. When you are a born-again believer, you have the Holy Spirit with you, and so the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. But in the natural realm, in the worldly realm, no, we're not living in the kingdom age. We are in the chaos age. We're in the time of birth pangs, and so the fulfillment of the time when the stones would be taken away, that was fulfilled in 70 AD, You can look it up in your history books. And so the rest of what's happened since then, we are in the end times, and we will keep spiraling toward the end, and eventually, I believe, we will see the events and the circumstances prophesied in the book of Revelation that John was shown when he was on the Isle of Patmos. John was shown a vision of what will happen in the end days. Some of it, yes, is figurative language, but the reality of it is it will come to pass, and we're seeing those things now start to come to pass in a more direct, urgent, and so things are starting to crystallize before us as we look at the daily events, we look at the headlines, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. Well, Jesus went on to say in verse 4, chapter 24, "See to it that no one misleads you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many." So that is going to be one of the hallmarks. Jesus gives about 15 signs here of his coming and of the end of the age. He gives about 15 different things here. You can go through them, write them all down if you want. Study this passage of scripture. Even right now in Kenya, we have a man who claims to be Jesus Christ. He has his own disciples in line behind him, and he's trying to mimic Jesus Christ, even to call himself Jesus. And so he was just arrested over in Kenya because we have a cult situation going on out on the coast of Kenya. A pastor there has been arrested, and there's 227 now, up to date, 227 bodies that have been exhumed by authorities, by the police and the director of criminal investigations. They have exhumed 227 bodies, many of them children, of people who have been led by this pastor to starve themselves, to fast to their death until they see Jesus. And so Jesus says in verse 5, "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many." And so there will be false prophets running here, running there, running all over the place, primarily to steal people's money. And that will be one of the hallmarks of the end times. And then in verse 6, he says, "And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for these things must take place, but that is not yet the end." Well, we certainly have wars and rumors of wars. China is threatening to take over Taiwan. China is also threatening the U.S. We just had the Chinese spy satellites or the spy kites going over the U.S. And so we have lots of enemies. We have lots of wars and rumors of wars here in Kenya. We have war on our north side. Ethiopia just finished 2 years of warring with the Tigray rebels. And in Sudan, now we have a war breaking out in Sudan just in the last month. In Somalia, we have Al-Shabaab, which is a constant threat not only to the country and stability of Somalia, but also to the country of Kenya. Al-Shabaab are continually trying to penetrate the security agencies of the country of Kenya. They would love to blow up more buildings in Nairobi or other cities in Kenya. So that is a constant threat. On the west side, we have Uganda, which appears to be fairly stable. But the president of Uganda, his son, Jahuzi, they call him, who is the commander of the army, recently stated that he could take Nairobi in 2 weeks, that his army was sufficiently prepared to take Nairobi in 2 weeks. And so we have threat now on the west side. On the south, we have the country of Tanzania, which appears to be fairly stable. And on the east, of course, is the Indian Ocean, which is for the most part not a threat, although there are pirates out there that intercept and pirate ships going up and down the coast of Kenya. And so there are wars and rumors of wars. And Jesus said, see that you're not frightened. These things must take place, but that is not yet the end. And so one of the hallmarks of the end times will be wars, rumors of wars. Don't spend too much time looking at the news. Yes, you need to be informed, but you can become very anxious if you are a news junkie and consume the news hour after hour after hour. Find something to do. Pick up a book and read it. Find something to do. Learn how to sew. Learn how to make wood projects out in your garage. Do something to take your mind off the news. Do something to keep yourself busy. Come to Kenya. Maybe you can go on a mission trip and find something to do that will occupy you on a mission trip. And verse 7, Jesus goes on to say that, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Well, we've just gone through, and we're not out of it yet, famines in Kenya. About two-thirds of the country, or at least half of the country, was in serious drought for the last 3 years. Finally, it's starting to rain, but there's been serious drought the last 3 years in about half of Kenya, all of the north, and to some extent the east, and even in central Kenya. There has been great drought and now famine. People are very hungry, not just because of the lack of food, but also because they don't have money to buy the food even when it's available. And so there is famine and there is earthquakes. Even here in Kenya, there was an earthquake 2 weeks ago in Nairobi. And of course, we saw the earthquake in Turkey a couple of months ago, killed about 50,000 people. And so all over the world, the earth is shaking, the earth is groaning, the earth is quaking. And so that will also be a hallmark of the end times. Praise God, we haven't had an earthquake in California for many years, and we hope that situation continues. But we all know about the fault lines in the state of California, and so we expect, and it wouldn't shock anybody to see earthquakes there, or even in the central part of the United States. There's a big fault line called the Madrid Fault, and that eventually will shake as well. And so those two things, famines and earthquakes, are hallmarks of the end times. And then in verse 8, but all of these things, Jesus said, are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Well, I believe that's where we are now. We're not in the tribulation or the great tribulation. We're not in that time where Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 19 speaks to us about the details of the end time shaking. We're just in the time of birth pangs. And as you know, birth pangs start slow, they start weak, but as they get stronger and stronger and stronger, they get closer and closer together, and eventually the birth pangs then beget to an extent very violent. And then at that time, the doctor says, push the baby out. And so at that time, then the baby will be pushed out. Well, the time of Revelation chapter 6 to chapter 19, you have not seen anything on the earth like what is described in those chapters. If you've never read it, please read the book of Revelation and you can see for yourself. You've never seen anything on the earth that even comes close to that description, those description of events that you see in those chapters in the book of Revelation. Then Jesus goes on in verse 9, then they will deliver you to tribulation. That's not the great tribulation. That's just trials. That's just trouble. They will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. Well, beloved, get ready for persecution. If you are an elderly person, you probably have had it pretty good as far as your Christian walk. There hasn't been a lot of persecution, but I can tell you it's coming. It's coming. And that persecution, especially for the young people in America, persecution will be a part of your resume. It will be a part of your portfolio. You will have a testimony. You will be persecuted. Jesus said, if they persecuted the master, they're going to persecute servant, because you are not better than the master. And so blessed are those who are persecuted for Jesus' name's sake, for your reward will be the kingdom of heaven. And then in verse 10, and at that time many will fall away and deliver up one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Well, I told you about this false prophet out in Kilifi in Kenya. Now 227 people have been exhumed from shallow graves. They fasted themselves to death because they were listening to this false prophet and they were not reading their own Bibles. Beloved, don't worship a man. Don't worship a man, no matter how much you love his preaching, no matter how much you love his worship team or his church. Do not worship a man. Get your Bible out and read it, and let the Lord speak to you. Let the Lord teach you. Let the Holy Spirit teach you and instruct you, no matter what you think the pastor is speaking, no matter what you believe about what the pastor is speaking. Let the Lord and the Holy Spirit speak to you and instruct you about the events of the end times, and then you won't be led astray, and you can pick up and leave if you have to, and you won't be led astray by some pastor who has had the devil speaking to him and figured out a way to trick people and coerce people and con people out of their money, and also to lead people to their death eventually, because the evil doctrine that he is spewing will eventually, if it's coming from the devil, it will eventually lead to stealing, killing, and destroying. That is the work of the devil. So you have to guard against that. Test the spirits, the Bible says. Test the spirits, and then you will know if what is being spoken to you, what is being taught to you, is truly from the Word of God and truly speaks the truth of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Verse 11, many false prophets will arise and will mislead many, and because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. Well, you can see that happening in the U.S. For many years, the U.S. was a pretty friendly place. People cared about each other, took care of each other. But now you see shootings, random shootings occurring just about every day. 5 people, 10 people, 50 people being killed, even children. And so you know the spirit of lawlessness then is taking over the United States of America for this kind of hatred, this kind of lack of compassion, this kind of lover of evil and evil schemes, and a loss of compassion for people's situations. That is now what is happening in the U.S., and the spirit of lawlessness is increased, and most people's love will grow cold. Then Jesus said, but the one who endures to the end, he will, or he shall, be saved. Then in verse 14, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Well, beloved, we're not finished preaching the gospel to all the nations. We have many, many people yet to reach. Even in Kenya, there are people who have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel, and I just recently did some research on that. 7,000 people, ethnic language groups in the world, who have not heard a clear presentation of the gospel or have never heard any presentation of the gospel. 7,000 language ethnic groups. And so we have a lot of work to do to reach those people, a lot of work still yet to be done of the 8 billion people who are on the earth. Many, many of them are going to their death without ever hearing about Jesus Christ, how much he loves them, his death on the cross, his atoning death on the cross for their sin. And so we have a lot of work to do to get that message out to the people around the earth. Well, the spirit of lawlessness, Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Well, who is the restrainer? I believe it is the church. The church is the restrainer. Can you imagine the chaos and lawlessness that would be rampant here in the U.S. and also across the earth if it were not for the church, if it were not for the compassion and the people of the church who are working to get the message out, working to help people in clinics, helping people in hospitals, helping people in children's homes, helping people in orphanages. And so this spirit of lawlessness, Paul says, is already at work, but he who now restrains, that is the church, will do so until he is taken out of the way. Well, next week we're going to talk more about the spirit of lawlessness, and we see it in the U.S. becoming very prevalent, very predominant, and so we need to understand it and understand why this spirit of lawlessness then is becoming so entrenched in our once peaceful and loving society. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We'd love to hear from you today. We'd love to have your support. If you would like to support this ministry for the projects in Africa, also this radio broadcast, we would like for you to sit down today, write us out a check, let us know you're listening. If you have any questions, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. We can answer your questions, and I thank you again for listening today to this great message. Tune in again next week. Have a great week. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for contact information. God bless you. Tune in again next week.